If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the right stuff.biz.
Coming to you live from another Monday morning.
The Jewish apocalypse.
It is the Daily Show, number 1391.
Men of our race are still being born with the right stuff.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
And I have one question for all the haters out there. Is this what you want? Is this really what you would you use your scissors against me? Look at this. Those of you on audio, look up. Hello and welcome to the free edition of the Daily Show on therightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed. And we need you to join our ranks and support our programming as we are 100% listener funded. There are no advertisers. There are no mega donors. There is just you, the listener, keeping us in business. So navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall, where you can use your credit card, yes, credit card, for instant access with auto recurring charges monthly, quarterly, every 6 months, or every year. Alternatively, we also offer cryptocurrency payments as well as money orders paid by mail. So thank you for listening. Enjoy the first half of the show on therightstuff.biz. Peter Zeihan. Peter Zeihan has a video called The Federal Reserve's Dilemma. And the real dilemma is his fans. His fans were probably calling him a why not. They were probably calling him, telling him that he had a midlife crisis. And so what did he do? He cut his glorious ponytail off. Now look at him. Looks like shit.
He looks like Shaggy.
He looks really sleek. He looks like
well, see,
he looks like a dumbass.
He has retard hair. He now has retard hair.
He has retard hair. Like, I was going to say, he looks less intelligent. Like,
would you use your scissors against me? I am not cutting my hair because I don't want to look like this. I don't want to do that.
Arguably, with the man bun, he looked sort of like an effete urbanite, but at least you're like, this guy probably.
That's a vibe.
Now you look at this, you're like, this guy's a retarded boomer.
This guy is a developmentally disabled autistic person that I can't listen to.
Yeah.
Not that I would listen to him anyway. Peter, see, look how he's out. He's out in the wilderness.
Design here coming to you from a breezy Colorado.
It's breezy.
This week we have
Look what it's doing to his hair, the breeze.
Reserve meeting in D.C.
You know what would solve his problem with the breeze?
Where they're going to decide
if he still had a glorious man bun ponytail that he could
go back to the mystery van and get some hair gel.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't want hair gel. You know how awful that is? You wake up in the morning and it's like still sort of there from the day before. You got to take a shower. You can't just tie your hair up and get up and go about your business.
It's like this guy looks like he's. Where's your caregiver, Peter? Did you lose your caregiver? Like, what happened? Where's your support animal? How are you in the woods by yourself?
It's like when you're wearing a ratty beat up T-shirt like that, and you have like long hair. It's like, yeah, this guy's just cool. Now it's like you just look like you escaped from someplace.
Yeah, you look like there's a caregiver somewhere looking for you desperately.
Yeah, like, where did you go? And you're just like, Peter, come back and put on a clean shirt. I'm doing my geopolitics analysis, Ma. I'll be back later. Leave me alone. So, I don't know. This is not what I want for myself. You know, I was starting to bend a little bit. Then I see this. It's like, no, the hair's going to get so long. I'm just gonna be. Do you know how many 50-year-old metal guys there are that just have long hair? I'm just gonna be one of them in 4 years or in 3.5 years when I turn 50.
Dude, I was going back the other day, just trying to clean out my hard drive, some old stuff, and I went through some of the old videos I generated in iMovie, and you know it keeps them around forever. And I have other copies of them, so I was just like, all right, I'm never gonna need that project again, so I can get rid of it. And there was one. I just opened some up, and there was like you with like short hair. And I was like, man, it looks so weird now. It looks so different.
I am not going.
I couldn't even explain it.
I am not going to the Zeihan Salon. It's not happening.
Yeah.
That's what's not going on. So anyway, if we get on to business now, do we want to listen to this? Like, I don't.
eventually.
No,
I mean, yeah, I want to listen just a hair, like just a
what's
little
the
taste
topic?
Of it.
It's called the Federal Reserve's Dilemma. The problem is it's you
not
know
as big of a dilemma
because he does the paywall thing where he releases his videos like yeah. It's been you know it's a week old video. He released it to his yeah. Patreon people a week ago. Yeah, like the Fed cut rates recently. Like
well, somebody else got cut too. That was that man.
you mean like foreskins? Like what are you talking about?
I mean, that was a oh I know I was saying like his hair like that was a much more
did
for you personally, Peter. The haircut was a far worse than the rate cut.
Fucking missed that. When did that happen?
They said haircut. They said rate cut, not haircut.
Yeah. And also, they only cut off a quarter of a point. You like cut all your hair off.
Just limited room.
Yeah, right. They're cutting like they're doing like a 0.25% drop. Yeah.
I don't see anything about them doing a Fed rate cut right now.
Well, that video is from.
It was like last week or the week before. No. They did this very small cut and signaled more to come. That was why. I saw on the New York Times app when I you know it was a story that I didn't read because I don't give a crap. But yeah, there's been a lot of weird shit. We were talking about like the Charlie Kirk. We were still flattening the Kirk. It should be over now. 2 weeks flattening the Kirk. Two weeks. 2 weeks is Wednesday. They had the big memorial concert. You see, here it is, right? Yeah, McNabb put this in the chat. We put this on screen. Oh, of course, I click on it and opens up in Discord, not on my browser. Yeah, this guy, for some reason, is carrying around a cross. I mean, I saw that Mel Gibson movie, too. I just don't understand how it applies to...
Yeah.
Like, Charlie Kirk was not... Charlie, you have to admit, I don't care what your opinion is on Charlie Kirk, he's not Jesus Christ. It's offensive and blasphemous to say that he is anywhere near. He's just a political commentator. He's not. Yeah. You want to call him a martyr for your gay brand of, you know, middle of the road Republican conservatism and and extremist Zionism. Fine. You're going to call him a martyr of anything else. You are a sick, crazy person. And you, frankly, you shouldn't be allowed to like participate in civics or votes of any kind.
There is a conscious effort to try to spin Charlie Kirk into being a Christian who was killed by demonic forces.
That's hardly surprising. I mean, that's
not surprising. Yeah. It's not even slightly surprising.
And it's not.
This country is full of a bunch of fucking peasants.
And I don't want to hear like higher IQ like Christians defending that. Like, no, these people are offensively dumb, and you having, like, you taking the benefit of the doubt for them is the same thing as when the Jews, like, tell us that, you know, the Hasidim is, like, their problem and we can't talk about them. That's what they used to say to, like, nice non-anti-Semites. Like, shut up. Like, you're doing the same. You're covering, again, as what, like, white politics tends to devolve into is, like, you're covering for the white niggers around you. And people that are spinning Charlie Kirk into a Christ figure are niggers, and they need to be shouted down. Like, that should be unacceptable to do.
A lot of them are fucking cynical.
Well, I think me and Mike were even talking about this the other day. Like, one of the problems is you've got this low church Protestantism, which basically is a peasant religion, a peasant superstitious religion at this point. And these low church Protestants are becoming more and more like superstitious and just stupid. Yeah. They're like regressing to the mean at this point.
They're being encouraged in that by the media they're consuming too. Yeah.
More importantly, they're just
culture war shit is driving like plebs to be more pleb.
More importantly, they're just political. They do politics at the pulpit, and they should be their tax exempt status should be revoked because they just do Republican politics. Like if your church had a Charlie Kirk AI generated sermon last week, you need to be like heavily taxed. You need to pay back taxes.
There's a lot of payments you should be. There's a lot of things you need to.
You should not be allowed to do
that. But like, this is just one thing.
When I see AI stuff connected to religion, I instinctively think of that as blasphemous.
When I see Republicans attached to religion, I think it's blasphemous.
Oh yeah.
What's funny is, wasn't it the thing that they were the ones, like the religious people, the ones saying like the AI stuff is like in some way summoning a demon or a devil?
Yeah, they were at one point,
and it's not. It's didn't exist.
They were.
Before.
Yeah, they absolutely were. Yeah,
that seems.
I remember when I was first started doing Mic Check, the show, and I was a joke. I was doing like stupid, like really bad AI generated logos just for fun, and I got attacked like that.
By who?
There are people like literally saying, "Oh yeah, of course he's using AI because it's like you know,
it's funny."
Shit. And I was, right, the stupid logo that I told Microsoft Bing to generate of myself, like in some silly like sunglasses, like silly looking at a map or something. You're driving a car. I don't even know what it was, right? Whatever they were, all the ones that I had over the last couple of years. Yeah, that's all. That's the demons. But like I can, when you see then like the weirdly off, the better than the Joe Biden spaghetti, Joe Biden Donald Trump spaghetti video, but yet that was also awesome. Still not right.
Yeah.
Because the shit is still not right, man. Something about it is not fucking right.
It's funny, and it's okay if we use it. We can use whatever we want.
But you can use whatever you want. But my thing is, like, I will judge you based on my own subjective criteria if I think you're being tacky or cheesy or shitty or awful. And I think it's pretty awful to have a... Were people really doing this, by the way? Is this something that happened?
What?
Were they AI Charlie Kirk sermons?
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes.
Okay.
They've got like AI stuff of like Jesus helping Charlie Kirk into heaven.
Oh yeah,
Charlie
sure. Kirk. Yeah, I saw that.
Show. All sorts of that kind of shit. And it's disturbing to me. It's like this is actually like I don't even believe in your religion, but this is feels just very blasphemous and wrong, yeah. Like on a deep level. I'm offended on behalf of your fake religion at this point.
Right. But the other thing is the individual who is most generated in AI fake AI shit, the non-pornographic fake AI shit is probably Jesus.
Probably.
Because if you ever watch those Ryan George videos where he goes through like the AI image slop on Facebook, he's got a few of them now, and it's like he's like there's a whole genre of like Jesus on the beach and like whether he's like in the sand being painted in the sand, because oftentimes it'll have like a girl, and of course it's quasi pornographic, right? Because it'll be like a girl in a very skimpy outfit like doing a sand painting of Jesus, and he's like there's just millions of these, and then like Jesus is coming out of the water, but that's odd.
As someone who like resents the existence of Christianity, I find all this very offensive and blasphemous that they do this. Like, yeah, well, like I'll just be open with you. Like I'm not going to be a hater about it. Like I am offended that like everyone's spiritual destiny is being fucking like wrapped up in another like desert tribe Middle Eastern thing that we have nothing to do with as European people. But if you want to do that, that's cool. But like this shit offends me deeply that like AI Jesus in the sand, semi pornographic AI Jesus talking to Charlie Kirk. It's just turning Charlie Kirk into a. Making him into your modern is disgusting. It's offensive. And there's nothing about it that's redeemable. Redeemable. There's nothing about it that you can say like, oh, this is terrible. And if you're not condemning it, there's something spiritually and morally wrong with you. Because, if I'm not a Christian and I find it disgusting the way they're using him, and I know Christians who don't find it disgusting, and that disgusts me and I don't know what to do with that. Because everyone has this fucking weak spot for this fucking faggot Zionist and his ugly bottle blonde wife with the fucking sparklers going off and his stupid kids that have a chance at a good life now, maybe without him in it. but that's not going to work out because they're filthy rich from TPUSA, so they're going to grow up to be little Zionist shitbags. They're just going to be awful conservatives who probably think that their daddy is Jesus. That's probably what's in store for them. There's probably
nothing. Their daddy's on a business trip with Jesus, which is just like that alone tells you.
And the problem is they'll probably never grow out of it because they're in USA Child Christ fucking church where you just keep you just hell yeah, Charlie Kirk is he's Jesus.
Yeah,
just depressing that the Christians are not taking their own religion seriously. No. It's like you don't even have belief in your own religion.
See.
The shit all over it like this.
This is what's funny. This is actually something about that people hate about like the low church Protestantism. Because you can't really say about all Protestantism because there's like the main line or the high church or whatever. But I guess Episcopal Church, whether or not that's even Protestant or not, is a debatable. Although, of course, that's also like a vector for a different kind of politics. But when I grew up, like... Growing up in the environment I did, you get certain assumptions, right? You make certain assumptions about how things are supposed to be because it's how you grew up. And then you see, and so like Catholics never really bugged me in the way they did church, but this kind of stuff, I was always like, this is like if we would go to like a Lutheran church, like if we would go out to visit relatives in Wisconsin or Minnesota, go to a Lutheran church, they didn't really have Episcopal out there, or at least not many. And it'd be like flag, like just an American flag in the church. And I'd say to my dad, like, why is that there? And he would be like, I understand why you don't like that there, but I guess it's just everyone kind of just does it.
I don't think that's.
I know it's not the worst relative, no. Right?
Right,
but it does. It felt off to me, right? I mean, it didn't look right.
The church is in the United States,
but it's like in the sanctuary.
I guess so.
I don't know. Now I probably wouldn't look twice, but I remember I thought it was odd. I thought it was really weird.
So did you know this fact? Because it was circulating on Twitter. The Catholics considered Americanism to be a type of heresy.
As they should.
I mean,
because I read one of the statements that I guess they had been posting around the time that this was considered heretical, and all of the critiques were true. Like everything they were saying about American Protestants and the way they were conducting the religion. I'm like, yeah, I agree with that.
Well, what is so funny about Charlie Kirk too is that, and I've been saying this to Christian friends, and they all agree with me. Where I'm like, you know, because they're in groups of guys that are, they have contacts and friends that are doing some of this Charlie Kirk stuff, and they're talking to them, and I'm like, well, just ask them, like, you consider a Christian Zionist a heretic, right? Because these are all people that are in like Orthodox Catholic groups, right? Like,
no one takes that stuff seriously.
People decide what they like. They don't. That heresy is not. You can't. That's way too over everyone's head. That's way too. You're asking way too much. I know, but I'm just telling you. You ask way too much.
No, I know what you see. You didn't let me get to the end of my thing.
Jay has a point, but I want to hear more from Silent Bob.
That was good. That's good. Now I will cut my hair. We got to get Mike a trench coat. We could do this.
I don't look like Silent Bob. You know, fuck you.
You have a beard. That's all. You have the beard.
Yes, you have a black beard.
I'm not like a short.
Somebody's going to be Silent Bob in this conversation here.
It's not going to be me. I'm not silent. The last thing I am is silent.
Alex can be the berserker guy.
Look, I get that.
My love
but
for
like,
you is like a
not,
truck.
Berserk. I understand. Like, sure. I still think it's like people should be reminded of it. Like, fine, if you're going to make an excuse, I'm going to make you do the fucking mental cycles to do it, though. Because what is that's not a heresy or not? Like, Christian Zionism is a heresy, right? He's a Christian Zionist. So he's a heretic. So white heretical father. Like, just stop with this shit. White heretic. A white heretic was shot by your own beliefs. Now, I understand you don't take your beliefs seriously. But now you understand why I don't either.
Well, now you're fighting with church beliefs instead of fighting with Zionism. It's like what it is every white American, except for like people on this podcast and people listening to it, everyone has a reason to overlook Zionism and just ignore it or think that it's okay. And Charlie Kirk basically, like, I saw a bullet go through his neck, so I like him now. I decided.
Yes.
Basically taking you're abusing your own empathy, like that could have been me, it could be my kids that are fatherless, it'd be this or that. So you just overlook that he's an absolute enemy of humanity, enemy of this country, enemy of everything you hold dear, like everything that you would want out of life going forward as a, I hate to use the term white nationalist or lack of a better word, he would be absolutely against happening for you. He would stand in the way of, and if he saw that you were making headway, he would be the first to stick a knife in your back and stop you. If you died, Charlie Kirk would be happy.
Well,
if a white nationalist, when white nationalists, actual, I guess we're going to play the like heresy and who's like a real Christian, who's a white nationalist, but when national socialist, a white nationalist, someone who's actually anti-Zionist and pro-white died, Charlie Kirk would be happy. Ha, one less of these assholes. Yeah. One less of these people.
He probably wouldn't say anything, but his fan base, his donors, his
like you have, but people don't understand because he has white skin. Again, you're doing the liberal thing where it's just skin color. Nothing else matters but skin color. Oh, is it just skin color? When Charlie Kirk catches a tan, is he still a white father? You know what I mean? You're doing the same thing because you're just pretending because you saw him traumatically. Like, this is how like televised trauma works. You see televised trauma and now you believe something stupid. Because it affected you emotionally, you're not thinking anymore. You took off your thinking cap because you saw your blood. I know what I felt it too. I felt it too, but I know what it was happening.
I took off my thinking cap.
So I stopped it. I was like, oh, no, no, I'm not. I'm going to keep thinking. I'm going to do this harder now because I see everybody else took their thinking cough out, thinking cap off, and I'm going
to
fight with
thinking
them.
Thinking cough, yes. So, no, I made an effort cough. To not be it. I actually did feel that feeling. And people were calling me psycho because they saw that I was doing that. They saw that I was like consciously making an effort to not be affected by the image of the shooting. And I even said to people I was doing it. I even said I was doing it, like on that Twitter space.
You should turn your back on everything you've ever believed in and all of your people. If you see a traumatic video online of one of your enemies getting dispatched,
always like, remember,
it should change your mind completely.
If you are calling me a psycho for doing that, or calling me whatever you want to call me, or just have a negative, then you might as well go to a Holocaust museum. Mm-hmm. Go to a Holocaust museum and cry.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Why not?
Go and cry at a pile of shoes.
Go look at the pile of shoes.
Go and cry at a picture of emaciated people in
those
Poland,
shoes are for you.
80 years ago.
Go try them on.
Do that. Go do it. Because that's what you're letting happen to yourself. Now,
at some point, I would love to get into like a digression on Christianity more broadly. Because
on this show, a digression?
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about like. Like, so you had Martin Luther, right? You had this Reformation, but all those people still thought of themselves as Orthodox. They still thought of themselves as Catholics, right? They were Reformed.
Catholic just means universal.
Yeah. But when Christianity came to America, something really went wrong, and it became this, like, this very consumerist, like, user-based, we're going to do whatever we want with this religion to appeal to an audience, to the subscribers, and just do our own thing. And it,
I want
to
know...
It's like, American Christianity is really fucked up, and I don't.
It's easy to explain. I mean, not easy, but there is an explanation, which is that the centers were just far away from centers of church authority. It's the same reason you had all kinds of wacky shit going on here. So yeah, people will come here specifically to form cults.
Yeah, and this has become like one of the things is because America is at its core, it's religion is capitalism. They treat Christianity from a capitalist perspective, like.
Right. Yeah.
One of the things that they do is they church shop.
Well, like would the prosperity gospel have ever arisen? I know we're talking about two different kind of things.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So we were talking about how Charlie Kirk got shot, and suddenly you've got like these right wingers that I need to go to church now.
Charlie Church is the last name.
Yeah, Charlie Church. Yeah. So this guy's like, oh, last week the wife picked the church we try. This week it is my turn. Seems like my choices are some modern service, full production, lispy voices, tattoos, or nearly empty traditional service of the elderly. And so this guy's basically treating church like a consumer experience, complaining that he's not finding the correct user experience for his tastes. And one of the things I've noticed with Christians is if something happens in their church where the pastor says something they don't like I know recently, I know someone who's going to get IVF, and the pastor is disagreeing with this. And my wife's like, well, she needs to find a different church. She needs to find a different church. And I'm like, that seems like a strange sort of response to have. Like, so the church is just not supposed to have any authority over you whatsoever. Like, you do not respect the authority of the church at all. If it says something, if the pastor says something you don't like, go to another church.
America doesn't respect authority except for when it does. America only respects the authority of Israel and, like, huge companies that want to fuck you over. That's the only authority, like, that's all it is. It's just, it's a weird country. Filled. It's like the weirdest rebellious tendencies that is completely absent in certain circumstances, but it's, like, ubiquitous in, like, all these other ones.
Like, go ahead. You look at the modern church itself is basically housed within a Walmart these days. I was out of curiosity. I was looking at local Catholic churches, and it's spreading even to the Catholic churches. Like, they're increasingly looking like the same sort of postmodernist, like, brutalist bullshit. Like, oh, we're going to put it in, like, what used to be a fucking convenience store or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's depressing. Even the Orthodox congregations are having this problem.
Well, that's just a real estate problem, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that, but... lest anybody say that, like, I am going to pretend as if I am not afflicted by this tendency, I am. I'm also, like, at heart, like, a fuck you anti-authoritarian. I know that I am. Like,
that's all. It's we're bred to be that. That's all of us. That's.
But I'm not, like, the thing is, like, there is not, it's not fundamentally wrong to, like, be against, like, authority. Like, I do, you know, like, there's times when it's stupid, but, like, to buck at the authority, but America, it's not even like they're bucking any authority. Like, it's like, it's people who wanted to be, and I don't know if this is like a genetic issue or if it's something that came later. In terms of just the idea of like you're away, you're out, it's you're away from the center of authority in Europe. You're away from the center of church authority, from the center of state authority. So all these new like institutions could be created. I mean, this is a wider conversation about this. Of course, you know, you get guys that then do the trad thing where they go back and they start like, oh, everything fell apart with the Reformation. And I'm like, well, see, the other thing is, though, I could see why they had some issues with the church. Like there was this insane levels of corruption. And so, you know, I could see why Martin Luther had problems with them. Right. Like I could see both. That's why I kind of don't.
Yeah,
really want to get involved in sectarian taking sides and sectarian but, Christian arguments, but America is a different animal.
It's altogether. Different though because they were like, we're reforming the thing. We're not doing our own thing. We're trying to reform the thing. We still think of ourselves as Catholics, as Orthodox. Like we're just doing a Reformation.
Right, and they were like, doing.
We're not going to splinter off and create the Southern Baptist, whatever the fuck that's supposed to be.
I mean, eventually though, like of course everything did splinter, right? So because
The other dynamic that's happening in America is these denominations are increasingly being under the same like corporate umbrella of like Christian nationalism. So I was noticing that people were replying to this guy. Everybody's suggesting completely different denomination, and there's not that much conflict amongst these replies. And I'm like, that's interesting. It's like Christianity is now sort of like Netflix, and you just log on there and you can enjoy whatever denomination you want to enjoy.
Well, what's funny is the stuff that we see that is more adjacent to us, which is guys that are wanting to go to a traditional thing, like do a Catholic or usually Orthodox or Catholic, that's usually the thing that people do. That's like a slightly different, more marginal phenomena on the, like, for lack of a better term, like the online right. Most MAGA Christianity is corporatized megachurch shit, and it's probably falling under the banner of United Church of Christ, or just the United Christian Church, Methodist Church. Like, necessarily all the Seven Sisters are involved, because I know the Episcopal Church would not be involved, and maybe the Presbyterians wouldn't either. But certainly, like, you get Methodists, which is like any church you don't know what it is, probably Methodist, because just everything is Methodist. Then there's like, or Church of Christ, United Church of Christ, or just Christian churches. They just call themselves Christian. And that's all stuff that Charlie Kirk had a lot of influence over. And now there's also mainline Methodist, which is the same as like Presbyterian Episcopal. It's just like this fucking like liberal stuff, right? But, you know, the main thing for me is like, I think that people, I don't know how to explain this. There's people that are in like our little world, even that hate us, disagree with us and such, but at least there's like certain terms of argument that we're all familiar with. And I think that they underestimate or don't get how far removed the kinds of people that are going to the churches that Charlie Kirk has sway over that are involved in that are from where you are. You are
somebody. Yes, you have no idea.
You are somebody that sits there and you're going to ready to duke it out. And you're going to, and you're also, you're church shopping based on your own intellectual preference, like what your brain likes, right? You've created, like, remember what Bulbasaur said? It was like a salad bar. You have your salad bar, right? And look, everyone's got their salad bar. I've got a salad bar. Right. But like, I'm not even against a salad bar, but I'm like, what I am, I'm just telling you, like, that the salad is not good. Like, you are not getting good salad. You're getting word salad, perhaps, but, it's my word salad bar. That's when you're neo reactionary. You're like, I'm gonna step up to the word salad bar and, just, but like, cause neo reactionaries do it too. And like, sure, everybody does. I mean, this is what actually kind of drove Bulbasaur crazy was that everybody he saw was doing this. Then in the end, he was saying, like, none of you are all just egoists. Like, you're all just doing this for yourself. And this is a critique that we've had. That ultimately, everything becomes content. Everything becomes about flattering a person. One wonders if maybe it would always have been like this. But nonetheless, it's like, I don't think you realize. If you're sitting there getting triggered by some of the stuff we say about when the Old Testament was written or whatever, like the Dan McClellan memes and stuff, you are so far removed from these plebs and the kind of church they go to, and if you went there to one of those churches, you would hate those people. I guarantee
you would. You absolutely.
I guarantee fucking to you.
Let me drive that home. I was at a Bible study, and the people at the Bible study, they didn't know the difference between. Bible study. I know, right? I'm sitting there like just like my head's about to explode. But anyway, they didn't know the difference.
High level petty boundary maintenance going on here.
Yeah. They didn't know the difference between atheist and agnostic. It could not delineate those two things, which I found surprising. The other thing is these are college educated people that earnestly believe that demons are real. The devil is influencing things. Angels, you might be able to get angels to help you do stuff. The dark forces are working. The literal peasant superstition. Peasant superstition is real to them. They think this stuff is very, very like real. If something goes wrong, it's because the devil really made that person do it. They believe that wholeheartedly.
Now,
and these are not even like white trash or anything. Like they have college degrees. They have good incomes. They live in expensive houses, and that's what they think.
Well, remember the guy that they accused of doing the anthrax attack? Stephen J. Hatfield or something like that. He was like brilliant, like biochemist that like nonetheless was like a crazy, like some kind of crazy specific denomination of like Christian, right? Like, what they did to that guy was fucked up. Like, don't get me wrong. Like it was unjust what they did to him, but like, yeah, there are some people like that, but I'd also say like, when it comes to I'm talking specifically about like the online right and like the milieu that we interact with, even our haters. I don't believe those people about anything that they say that they are. It's all some kind of like positioning. It's also like that's not the case for the kinds of people you're talking about, like these normies or these plebs going to there are people that are like, and Tucker Carlson is kind of like this too. Like he's like, I think it's a good idea to pretend to believe in demons. I think I might be able to attract an audience, or I might be able to, maybe if I pretend to believe in demons, then I can get other people, the people that believe in demons, to like do what I want, right?
Yeah, that's basically like I'm meeting my audience where they are. They're retarded. Yeah. I'm going to be retarded too. So here's the demon.
I just refuse to.
Let's
do
all
that.
Be retards together. My thing is like, and join my Patreon.
My thing is like, I know that you guys doing that aren't retarded, and I'm disgusted at you. I think you are like misusing your brains. Like you are the ones, all you people strategizing and theorizing about like, oh, let me pretend. Or maybe if I pretend like somehow I am like Charlie Kirk, I can maybe get like a crumb of Kirk clout like flowing my way. I don't know.
All you'll get is like, people are really mad. They try to dress this up as something different. And it's like, why aren't you out there like tricking Kirk supporters?
No one's going to be, first of all, I wouldn't do it if I could, but no one's going to be tricked.
No one's going to, it's also, first of all, it's like no one's going to, the only trick you can pull is if you pretend you're one of them and then you get a little crumb of social approval from them. And it's like, what is that? That's worth nothing to me. I don't know why that's worth anything to you. I don't know why, but I just don't think, I think you know that's worth nothing to me. And you're just mad that like, why won't you give me permission to
you also get her? Social approval from other people in this thing that think it's a good idea. Right? So it's like, people be like, do people really want to march around? Like, do they think is this actually what you're about? Is like a portrait of Charlie Kirk marching around saying his name? Or are you like, oh, that's smart? When like Turning Front USA did that. That's what I'm calling them from now on. They're Turning Front USA. Yeah. So when Turning Front USA goes and does that, like, is that good? Is it? Or this is what drove me crazy for the longest time. There's a bunch of observers like, that's a good idea.
Let's talk about traders again. Let me see if I can find. I know I had it on my. I'll pull it. I'll just pull it up. I don't have the video on my computer. I have it in my Telegram.
I wanted to add to.
Okay.
He was talking about the idea of like if somebody who knows better does something that's bad. You tend to think worse of that person, like they should have known better. They're smarter than this. They're supposed to be better than this. I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, so who is actually the worst person, George Floyd or Charlie Kirk? I think Charlie Kirk is worse than George Floyd. Because Charlie Kirk was intentionally leading people astray and trying to get them to support Zionism. George Floyd didn't do that.
George Floyd had no idea what was going to be done with his life after he died. He was just a
dumb nigger.
Dumb nigger trying to steal a banana.
He didn't know any better?
He literally didn't have agency. He didn't have agency. He couldn't make decisions.
Charlie Kirk knew better and still
continued to do it. You can't put them in the same category because you're comparing a moral agent and like an animal. Like, you know, it's like, who's more moral, me or this ape? Well, I don't know. The ape kind of just is a creature of instinct. I don't know. You're
consciously evil, so I guess the ape wins by default.
Yeah, I guess the ape is not inherently like. I mean, it does all kinds of destructive shit, but it's low level destruction. No, it's low level.
It's localized.
Well, it's the ape death, but it was used to cause like generalized. But that was a scheme. That was a scam by the kinds of people that Charlie Kirk is friends with.
Right.
Charlie Kirk was a big. He was all about Black Lives Matter. He loved it. Black faggot lives matter. Like, dude, it's very funny. Like, just the stuff that you could dig up. Like, why don't we just talk about it? I don't know. Like, when that Rob Smith went out there, and he's a gay faggot nigger, and he was saying like every black conservative, every like gay black conservative commentator you know owes their career to Charlie Kirk, and I was like, yeah, that sounds right. That seems right. And then people were like making fun of him and calling him a fag, but then these people were like also glazing Charlie Kirk. I mean, no. Rob Smith was a personal friend with Charlie Kirk. Rob Smith is not lying. He's a gay faggot nigger. He owes his career as a conservative personality to Charlie Kirk. So do other gay faggot niggers. He's just right. Like, I know you would like it to be different, but Rob Smith is just right. I'm not going to try and steal that from him. That's his spot. That's the stool he is sitting on.
Did Sven have something he was trying to play?
Yes. God damn it.
Let's do it.
Well, we're just talking back to, like, is it a good idea to go out and, like, try to do this fake nationalism stuff with these conservatives? And I have a really great example from Shadow Cole 311's. He's pushing this video. He's got Patriot Front, Active Club members, and MAGA people all at the same rally, together supporting the exact same cause without any intergroup strife. And they all cheer when some dude just openly recites the 14 words. This would have been impossible just a few years, 6 months ago. Yeah. They shouldn't have shot the moderate. It's like, this is all delusional. If there's no intergroup strife, it's because everyone is a conservative. There are no nationalists here. Or the nationalists are pretending so hard at being conservatives that they might as well just be conservatives. Yes.
No, they are blending in well with being conservative, yeah.
And I have the audio here of the gay little speech this guy gives. It's on my Telegram. I don't have it on Twitter, so, but let's play it.
I'm a proud nationalist, born and raised here in Orange County. I'm here today to celebrate the life of true American patriot, Charlie Kirk, and the beautiful life.
If you're a nationalist of any sort, unless you're a Jewish nationalist, Charlie Kirk is not a patriot. He's a Zionist. Don't say Arena's name next to his, you fucking faggots. Also, no one that cares about Charlie Kirk cares about her anymore. Right? It would be none of these people know who that is, or they forgot. Charlie Kirk got killed, Arena, every conservative in America forgot about it, and they're not coming back to it. They
didn't even know who he was talking about. Yeah.
They don't know who that is. They forgot. And he's got a big banner behind him that says, crush the left.
Crush the left.
We are enemies that are directly opposed to everything we consider beautiful and worth protecting.
What is that?
These people are you broke, dead, your kids raped and brainwashed.
And they think it's funny.
Yes, yeah, that's, that was, it was very, that was very clever when Sam said that 10 years ago. It's empty now because it doesn't mean Democrats, but that's not the 14 words.
Oh, the 14 words there, my friend.
If he said white children,
you missed one.
We'd be like, wait, what did he say?
If you missed the most important one.
Because
none
of this is white. This is not about white people. Conservatives desperately want brown people.
You know why he didn't say white? Because if he did, there would have immediately been intergroup strife. He would have immediately gotten booed. Yeah.
That is what
I'm not joking.
There would have been.
No, I know. That's exactly why you said that. That would have been intergroup strife. Like, hey, this is Charlie Kirk was a leader for everybody, especially Jews.
As a Christian, I think he was talking all children matter, not just white children,
except for Palestinian ones.
Okay, but except Palestinian children don't matter, do they? Well, I don't know, but they don't exist. Whereas I don't know, there's no
those children should stop shielding terrorists.
Yeah. Why are they standing for terrorists?
They should move their tiny bodies out of the way and let the terrorists catch
them. Why are they standing in front of terrorists in a place that Jews should have?
Yeah.
Right.
That's but just going to that rally to read off your phone awkwardly that cucked version of that speech and to do all these pretend nationalist statements that are just you're just doing conservative stuff. It's disgusting to pimp that as the 14 words were read in front of conservatives and they cheered. No, 14 words were not the 14 words.
Oh, too. It's just
you went in front of people who say that it's not about race and you agreed as a white nationalist. Yeah. That's what you're enjoying what you're hearing. Please visit therightstuff.biz/paywall to sign up for a paid subscription and hear the other half of the show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, as well as Mic Check on Thursday nights and Painovich and Boscovich on Tuesdays. therightstuff.biz/paywall. White nationalism is.
That belief, yeah.
There are not going to be more nationalists made out of this. There's just going to be more Republicans as nationalists go join them, which they already were.
When do you do the heel turn? When do you let them know?
Never.
When you tell them? Yeah, I'm actually for white.
Take the mask off. Yeah.
Basically, no, what happens now is you just rationalize everything that happens as having some kind of white angle to it until the end of time, until it's like
imagine,
until the country just disintegrates, which is what's happening.
Like, and just even before not doing the 14 words, the whole thing was gay. Like, yeah. even before that, because what are you even talking about? The left. You're talking about the left. Your words don't mean anything.
Democrats.
You are using cliches. You are the terms that they hate our value. Like, you could drive a truck through the gaps in this rhetoric. Like, anybody, it's like a fucking horoscope. Anybody can be like, yeah!
Yeah.
You know, and see like, oh, yeah. No, who are you talking about? The left? Talk about the Jews. Even worse than talking about the whites. You might, maybe some people like that there. There might be some conservatives that wouldn't mind that. Talk about the Jews. Say it's not the left. It's a Jewish conspiracy to destroy our country.
That would be intergroup strife.
Or, I mean, I don't even want to use the word conspiracy. But you know what I mean? It's this Jewish. There would be absolutely intergroup strife if you did that. That's the thing. So stop pretending. What you're doing is when you're telling me there's no intergroup strife between you and those people, you're telling me you just joined their group. And now you have intergroup strife with me. And the fact that you say there is no intergroup strife is also a subtweet of those of us who still criticize.
There should be intergroup strife because you're joining a terrible group of people to preach about a terrible person named Charlie Kirk.
And if you want to know, if you want some kind of authority for something like this, right? You want some kind of canonical authority on this kind of thing? Read Hitler. Read Mein Kampf. He says this kind of thing.
No, Hitler. I read Keith Woods and Hitler's bad and says dumb things because I'm Keith Woods.
Oh, you mean Keith O'Brien?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Someone told me this week his real name. I didn't know that. His name was Keith Woods. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
He talks about this. He talks about this tendency of people to do this. And he talks about how, like, no, he's not going to do it. And it's like, it's going to be the message is going to be the message or we're going to lose. That's it. Like, done.
Yep.
So
who's doing a better job at the Charlie Kirk Memorial? Let's see. I got some. Whoops. I got more video from McNabb here. I'm gonna play this. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Hey, boss. Like a boss. Yo, let me get a.
Oh, is he doing the thing where he lip syncs along? He sings along to the song so they can make a cringe video. The people won't stop his machination
till they kill. Oh God, this is making me want to die.
Look at these fucking boomers stand around like not knowing what to do.
So tell me, what does Charlie Kirk mean to you?
Yo, look at this fucking retard.
Charlie Kirk means
what
to
is?
You know what I'm saying? Excuse me.
I don't
first
know what you're
it
saying.
Means the youth out here, children out here, MAGA supporters out here, people who love God out here, people who love free speech out here. That's what Charlie Kirk means to me.
And what did you think when you saw what happened?
Those were all words, but I don't.
Those are some words.
He asked, like, what Charlie Kirk means to you. And you couldn't name anything about like
people
Charlie
here.
Kirk. Oh, you know, I was watching a debate the Charlie Kirk had, and it just really changed my entire worldview. This guy's never even watched Charlie Kirk debate.
I think I was speechless. You know what I'm saying? I think I was speechless.
I don't know what you're saying.
Nobody, no matter what side you vote, no matter who you love in life, what you have what? Going on, should be assassinated. No one should have to live a life like that. No one's family should be able to read
okay, thank you
watch
for
your
fucking,
death over
thank
and
you
over.
For the cliches, my friend. Yeah.
Let it be thrown in their face. Let it be put all over the media. So, I mean, I think I was speechless for the whole world. I think I'm still speechless.
And do you think
you don't actually have any...
You're not really speechless. You're more thoughtless than speechless. You're
really brainless, yeah.
A forgotten blow. Really is.
Yeah, forgot.
I'm going to call this forgotten.
Can I get a... cliche, please, boss!
Death made the conservative movement stronger?
I would say so, because he was conservative. I've been always more MAGA, more Trump. Charlie Kirk was definitely, you know, a Trump supporter and MAGA, but he was more Jesus first. So I think he's woke a lot of people.
Wait, he almost actually, he almost said something like, he almost made a point here.
Shit, I missed the pause button. What'd you
he's
say?
Like, I'm more of a, he's like saying, I'm more just a member of Trump's personality cult, where it's like, it seems like Charlie Kirk may have had some other things that he was pretending to be in favor of.
And,
like,
so does that mean you're, are the Republicans going to lose for Gaudio Blow when it's J.D. Vance time? Like, is there going to have a problem? Is like no, J.D. Vance going to be MAGA?
Just give him money. Just give him money.
It's a transition.
But can Frank Barbagio Blow like do cool songs about J.D. Vance and Usha and like Vivek?
Oh, we'll find out.
I mean, is it going to work?
Let's see it. Let's see.
What if he starts thinking that like Gavin Newsom is cool instead? I don't know.
We'll have to kind of pay more attention.
I'm sure if
to
Gavin
God
Newsom gave enough money, he might start thinking he was cool.
What's going on in the world with Jesus?
And are you a rapper, singer?
A rap artist, Forgiato Blow. Forgiat.
Forgiato, that's how he says it?
Blow.
And is that a song you made for him?
Yeah, it's called I Am Charlie.
And tell me about the song.
Oh, Jesus.
This
is making me want
to
die.
Songs out the last few weeks, and I liked them, but I felt like there wasn't one that was put out from MAGA. You know what I mean? So I went and did it. You know, there's a lot that goes on putting this red hat on.
No, Americans just have no sense of shame. Could you imagine supporting hucksters like this? Be like, yeah, that's the political party I want to be a part of.
Can you imagine thinking that this guy is anything but just like doing anything but somebody that they paid to do like rap songs for Trump and like is just like doesn't care about any of this shit?
I'd understand it better if I thought they were paying him. I just don't.
Lose a lot.
He's getting money. He's getting funny. He's getting paid. Do you think this guy's not getting paid somehow?
No.
If not necessarily to do this, he's paid by the Trump campaign.
No, I think he's just making shit content and MAGAtards like it, and so he gets paid that way. I don't think he's getting paid by the campaign. I think he does it for free. I don't believe in these.
Maybe you could be right, but I would. Yeah, I mean,
I've seen his cringe low budget rap videos. He's stringing those together and he's trying to make it back with YouTube clicks and Spotify plays and shit. And so in merch.
Point of privilege. I don't think that getting money from Trump necessarily means you need to have good production values. In fact, you would want to skimp, right? You want to keep as much of that money as you can.
Mm-hmm. We're wearing the hat.
Just throwing it out there.
If you support us or you don't, you know, we're fighting. You know what I'm saying? We're constantly going through getting banned, being silenced, having issues.
Where?
Having sitting
You've
presidents
never been banned.
From social media companies, having our music taken down. You know, we're working just like anybody else and we're being silenced.
As Forgiato Blow ever had his music taken down? I mean, I don't even get my music taken down anymore. Jinx. Knock on wood. I don't know. So, that's that there.
I don't think I could be a huckster in American politics. I think that I would rather just work a normie job than stoop to that level. Even if I knew it would make me successful. I don't know. I don't think I could do it.
So let's watch the Goldberg entrance she had. I'm not impressed that she didn't like breathe in the smoke from the like you're supposed to breathe in the smoke from the pyro and then exhale it like
what
a bull.
Is this?
This is Charlie Kirk's wife. This is the they put on like a WWE concert. Well, it's low budget. I mean this. The worst thing about it's embarrassing to have pyro at a funeral. It's double embarrassing when it's this cheap and shitty looking.
Yeah, why are you having that at a funeral? Why is that at a like?
Oh my god! Look at that bulletproof. Look at that glass. Fucking
yeah, that's
cube.
Already
wow.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Wow, look at that. That
fucking sick.
Now, why are you? Also, there's a disconnect between the music and the pyrotechnics. Like,
so you're trying to pretend
that?
To cry.
Look,
this girl is the next grifter. She wants to be like she's the CEO of TPUSA now. She was named that, I believe. Sure. Tony McRae. Yeah.
There's... You know what's funny, though?
There's nothing levels, funny about this.
Okay, well, fine. But there are levels of, like, of hucksterism and shysterism that I sort of expect out of American Protestant megachurch stuff. And the sappy music and the preacher effectively approaching the stage, pretending to pray, that's sort of like, I've been seeing that my whole life. It's very standard. The pyrotechnics are kind of throwing me, though, because I'm like, where do they fit in here? Why, you know, how,
gonna,
it just seems weird.
What is she going to say? She leads in some kind of chant. Oh, now I can hear her praying.
She's like trying to
see. There's a difference between we mentioned the Wellstone Memorial last week. The difference is like, well, let me wait. Is there something? Hello. Okay, that was a good video. Like the difference is like Republican branding. Like Republicans can get away with this because they are. This is the sort of like nouveau riche, low class tackiness that Republican politics like operates on.
So particularly since Trump.
So this isn't going to... Well, it just always has been, just at a different level. He kicked it up a notch. Republican has always been second tier. It's always been Brooks Brothers. It's always been low church, as you call it. And it's always just been this money-grubbing middle class, just like tacky.
It makes me wonder.
Tacky, bad taste. And so this being like the more... In poorer taste, the better it is for them politically. Whereas something like the Wellstone Memorial was in such poor taste... That of course it helped lead to them being like embarrassed and losing. Also,
there was also the war an element of like spontaneity to that. Like it wasn't planned. Like they just did it, right? Because they weren't planning on doing that.
They were not elevating Wellstone into a religious martyr. It was just a tragedy that one of their guys died. He was just a senator.
There's also heavy implication that he was killed, that George Bush had him killed. There was a lot of people that thought that at the time, and that was one of the reasons they were all triggered. No one wanted to openly make that accusation at that funeral, but Democrats were making it all over the internet.
Yeah. In Charlie Kirk's contract, there was a clause in there like, you'll be a propagandist for the Republican Party. In the event of your untimely demise, we will use you as a media spectacle for at least 3 months.
Well,
after even in death, you will still serve.
He ran the company. He was signed a contract with himself
in death.
Like it's his organization.
Even in death, I still serve.
A member of Project Cringe has a name. His name was Charlie Kirk.
But it is funny. The Wellstone Memorial thing is hilarious in retrospect. I wonder if we could find a video of that.
Being like standard def and square and shit. That'd be so terrible.
It'll be so bad. It'll be like 240p in like a square video, like blocky and grainy. But I'm like, about that, and I'm like, this is so far gone over the top of over the edge of like what that like the critique. I remember Limbaugh and all them were doing this, and Sean Hannity. Whenever Sean Hannity did something like that, like you just got this distinct air of like hypocrisy. Like this, like everything he does, it feels like so fucking hypocritical. Like everything that guy says is just like you are just a opportunist and a hypocrite in everything, and he's like just digging in on it, and now you see God. And it's like 10 million times worse.
Feel myself constantly shivering from the douche chills.
Like, emails pyrotechnics
and love so much. Thank you, Paul.
The problem is this is a 3.5 hour video. I have no idea where the cringe is, because I don't think the entire thing was cringe. Rick Kahn.
Oh my God.
There is nothing I can tell you about Paul's past that you don't already know. And he would hate it anyway if I spent my time tonight reciting his accomplishments. I'm sure that more than anything else, he would want me to talk about the future. About where he would want us to go from here.
I think it's probably the guy that had the so-called milk. Is Jodie Foster? Or is that just some woman that looks like
Jodie Foster? Some woman that doesn't look like Jodie Foster at all.
I think she does.
No, I know the crazy ones were his sons, but I would have to find
it. Doesn't that whole thing there looked very much more dignified than what was going on in that stadium, but with Charlie Kirk, but yeah, whatever. I think this is the thing about America. It's just so tawdry. Everything is so, I don't know, it's so debased, everything about it. It's just like, even if it's like, it's got a lot of glitter and gloss, it's still just, ugh, underneath is just shit. Excuse me.
Yeah.
It's just mega church shit, man. It's just mega church stuff. Yeah, I don't know. There's no real
many point times in our
shit, sorry. Yeah, with Republicans, it's just, it's on brand.
I never want to hear anybody make fun of pagans ever again. Pagans are nowhere near as cringe as this, to be honest. At least they're trying to do their own thing.
Different.
At least they're putting forth an effort. At least they're trying.
You're not even trying to make fun of anybody, but like,
it's like you're buying prepackaged cringe. At least the pagans are making their own cringe.
Yeah,
you're just getting it from the store.
So should we talk about like Tucker's remarks?
There's a lot, man. We got what is it? Stephen Miller over here bloviating.
Oh, I want to watch that.
We got some AI Charlie Kirk shit.
Stephen Miller is going to make Charlie rise
from the dead, right? He spoke at the funeral.
I can't wait. All right, here we go.
The light will defeat the dark. We will prevail,
dude,
over the forces of wickedness and evil.
Who thinks
they
this guy has
aura? Imagine what they have awakened. They cannot conceive of the army that they have arisen.
Right, because it doesn't exist. Yeah, like, no,
because
right.
We stand for what is good, what is virtuous, what is noble. And to those trying to incite violence against us, those trying to foment hatred against us, what do you have?
They didn't incite violence. They did violence. They killed Johnny Kirk.
You have nothing. You are nothing. You are wickedness, you are jealousy, you are envy, you are hatred. You are nothing. You can build nothing. You can produce nothing.
Really?
You can create nothing.
Interesting.
We are the ones who build. We are the ones who create. We are the ones who lift up humanity.
You're the ones that, like, abandon every institution and tell your constituents to go to trade school.
You're just the one who's Jewish. Like,
you're just a nerdy little Jew.
It's like a goblino fucking Jew trying to do like a gravitas and it's failing. It's just. Now, there was this commentary about this event in like the liberal democratic press, if you will. And of course, they're saying, oh, dangerous rhetoric. And of course, what they're doing is they're creating this cult of victimhood, which itself could be used to do violence. I'm like, don't worry, it won't be. Don't worry about it. It's a work. Like, this is my thing about, I guess the way I interpret all this stuff with the Trump and the Republicans and the Kirk thing and everything is that I'm just like, it is all just fake. Like, there is nothing there. Like, Stephen Miller saying those words, like, it's not dangerous. It's not. Like, like Democrats, you don't have to worry. Like, he doesn't himself want any of that to happen. He doesn't care. All he wants is to get people to vote for, like, J.D. Vance next election so that, like, he can continue whatever policies for Israel. Like, it's not, it's so fucking fake. Like, that's the other thing. It's like, when I see liberals, like, take it seriously, they're, oh, this is a nation fascist movement. Look at the way they're framing things in terms of, like, the victim. They're making themselves victims of, like, a righteous spiritual war or something. It's like, yeah, but that's just fake. It's stupid. It's for dumb people. They're going to go home. They're going to go home and take like their fucking blood pressure medication and watch like CSI and have their caregiver like forget to give them their next pill. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this is all fake.
Right. I mean, what is the outlet for this energy? Are you going to go that to your boomer?
Was the outlet.
Yeah. Your boomer Democrat neighbor and like tear up their yard signs. Like, what are you going to do?
No, the outlet was the thing. That was the outlet. The Kirk funeral was the outlet. And frankly, everybody who wants to be on Team Kirk, I think you should have to watch that whole thing and vibe with it. I think that should be your job. I think that should be your place. You should tell me Or what you're going to have to do, here's what they're going to do. They're going to be like, this, we can use this. No, you can't. You do not have the ability to take those people and take them off the path. They don't need you. Like, we are not as big as them. We are not as rich as them. We don't have the reach that they have. We can't offer even the superficial level. Like, they don't get anything politically wise, policy wise, or anything like that. So on that level, we're equal. However, the feeling of being a part of something that's winning, we can't offer them that. And that is why, you know, ultimately, when I did speak to some of my friends over the weekend or so, even some Christian ones who have friends of theirs are trying to do this shit. And I asked them, like, so what is it? Why are they doing it ultimately? Like, you know, because you and I know what's going on, but he's like, oh, it's like they want to feel like they're winning straight up. Like they want to feel like they're on the team of something that's winning. It's a very powerful feeling. I understand it. I get it. I do get that, but it's not true. It's not true.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Twitter right now, it's just an echo chamber. People being like, yeah, the liberals should be, or they don't understand what's coming. Look at all of us. They don't get what's about to happen.
What is it? Like, again, I just almost feel like tired of even that too. I'm just like, just
what's coming is like a gerrymandered Republican majority in Congress. That's what's, I mean, they're redistricting so many red states to remove one or two blue seats from them that's what's coming. You know, hi, hope you're enjoying the show. therightstuff.biz/paywall. Subscribe and hear the rest of it. You're only getting half the show. We take credit cards, cryptocurrency, and money orders by mail. It's good, right? I mean, yep. It's good rhetoric to try to like excite stupid people, but that's
coming
all it
is. Coming is $6 billion more dollars of weapons to Israel. That's definitely
right. That's Israel's how like, Charlie would have
won. One of those $6 billion in weapons coming because they just promised them $6 billion more in weapons. So, yeah. Charlie Kirk would have been, oh, that's like Charlie Kirk's actual last gift.
Yeah.
On your behalf, Charlie donated $6 billion in weaponry to Israel. Mm-hmm. That's like the best thing they could do to him, for him. That's what he would have wanted more than anything in the world.
Best they could do is $6 billion for Israel.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's, they're probably going to start signing bombs and they start signing the JDAMs like Charlie Kirk. I bet you they'll do that shit. Someone will probably do that shit. So yeah, but I think the Tucker remarks are worth talking about.
All right,
because Tucker, I mean, have you heard them? Do you know about what he said?
I didn't see the Tucker remarks. I did see the Trump remarks, which is more of the same bullshit.
What Tucker said is very different than what Trump said.
Trump is doing the like we're gonna get him or something. I don't know.
It's yeah, Trump is just bullshitting. Tucker basically did the Israel killed Kirk thing.
Oh.
He basically he very very strongly hinted at that. Like it's like the dog whistles were hot and heavy. Like you couldn't miss them. So I wonder if you could just find this. And Jews are going nuts about it. They're very very mad.
That's sort of the thing is that like when this happens, I know it's not right. But I'm just over here eating popcorn. I'm like, huh.
Okay,
have
I think
fun,
I've got it
news. Here. Have fun.
I think I've got it here. Let's see. Maybe there's a bunch of them. I just searched Tucker Carlson, Charlie Kirk.
I have an E. Michael Jones like coal post right here. In plain language, Tucker Carlson is saying the Jews killed Christ 2,000 years ago for telling the truth, and they killed Charlie Kirk last week for the same reason. Okay, and E. Michael Jones, you're poised and ready to forgive them, right?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that, like, Tucker is saying that.
No, I get it, like, but it's just like, I mean, I'm just remembering, like, E. Michael Jones, like, yeah, and you're just on the edge of a seat, ready to forgive every Jew and welcome them to your...
And it actually reminds me of my favorite story ever. So it's about 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, and Jesus shows up, and he starts talking about the people in power, and he starts doing the worst thing that you can do, which is telling the truth about people, and they hate it, and they just go bonkers. They hate it, and they become obsessed with making him stop. This guy's got to stop talking. We've got to shut this guy up. And I can just sort of picture the scene in a lamp-lit room with a bunch of guys sitting around eating hummus, thinking about what do we do about this guy telling the truth about us. We must make him stop talking. And there's always one guy with the bright idea, and I could just hear him say, I've got an idea. Why don't we just kill him? That'll shut him up.
We're just gonna kill him.
That'll fix the problem.
Oh, my God, Tucker, that, Jesus. That like weird tackle you do.
All right, so I guess that's all of it.
That's basically the main, it's almost like a Howard Dean laugh.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, everybody understands what he was doing. Like, I was sitting at the kitchen table yesterday with Jacob and we were like dying laughing because that's the one thing we watched of the whole thing was that because he saw memes about it and he put it on and I was like cracking up because so he actually went and he did that. Like the dog whistles were hot and heavy. My ears were like burning off from the dog whistles. He's obviously implying Jews killed Jesus and Jews killed Kirk. The problem is here, Tucker. Charlie Kirk wasn't telling the truth. You have to imply. Mm-hmm. You have to. If you want to have, when was Charlie Kirk telling you the truth about Israel or Jews? Never. He was defending them. So, from your own perspective, Tucker, the story you're trying to tell, Charlie Kirk would never have been killed because he wasn't telling the truth. He was actually lying for the very people eating the hummus in the smoke-filled room or whatever. Like, where was he telling the truth? Where did he go and turn over the fucking tables at the temple? Where did he go and whip them with a cord? Where did he go and do that? He never did that. He was their spokesman. So you have to lie to people and imply that he was doing it. You have to detect it. You have to find it someplace through hearsay, innuendo, so-called circumstantial evidence. People have told me, like, all the circumstantial evidence points to this. I'm like, wait, all? But, like, what does that mean? First of all the circumstantial evidence is an odd thing to say, but I don't even think any of it does. But it's a lie. It's made up. There's no, he was not even doing the bit of, like, so the question is, okay, so who was the people that Charlie Kirk was supposedly speaking the truth to? Left-wing college kids? As it turned out, that's who killed him. So in a way, I guess you could say that the people that Kirk went and trolled, one of them is the one that ended up shooting him. Right? Because, I mean, the guy that shot him was recently in college. You know?
You're not really speaking truth to power as Charlie
speaking
Kirk.
Speaking truth to retards.
Yeah, you're speaking truth to
retards. You're not even speaking truth. You're just, like, just lying to retards. Just
campaigning.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
he gets a lot of credit from people for just like speaking like very simple truths about like gay shit and trannies and family. It's like just bone fucking like on its face obvious stuff. And it's like, oh, he's doing all that. He's telling me all this stuff that I already know that I agree with. So I'm just gonna go along with it. I'm gonna try to ignore the Zionism, and I'm gonna assume that he wasn't killed for the Zion. You know, just whatever.
Why don't you just praise people that do that stuff plus also against Zionism and Jews like twice as hard as you praise Kirk. Because you want to feel like you're winning. That's what it is. You want to feel like you're in on something, like you're winning, like something's happening, something's moving. Maybe now they'll listen. Maybe now they'll understand what we have always been telling them.
Well, unlike us lowly, actually censored people, I mean, Charlie Kirk has the corporate seal of approval from the Republican Party. So therefore, I want to be on that team, you know. That's in my world.
Right. Republican Party equals whiteness. Just always remember that. Republican Party equals whiteness. Yeah. You can break down all of these issues to that bare bones thing. Because they don't care about white people that aren't Republicans. White people that aren't Republicans deserve it, generally speaking. Maybe white people who can't be definitely identified one way or the other. They're kind of, maybe there'll be some sympathies there. But generally speaking, this all sympathies and tears are reserved for white people who are Republicans. Which is probably only about half of them now, maybe a little bit more than half, but I think it's a shrinking number. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, whites are a shrinking number everywhere.
Yeah.
And I mean, I remember back in the day when like the fascination and their helpers were doing like census projections on like Texas and on all these other places, and the implication being that like the browner these states get, the bluer they're going to get. And that just isn't happening. That's just not correlating because
it's not happening. Yet.
They're just successfully bringing Browns into the Republican Party. So anyone who says that like partisan politics in America is a race issue, is race politics. You're just lying to yourself. You're looking at an older version of America that doesn't exist anymore.
I was saying it for years. I've been saying this. I was actually saying this. Like, I think you could hear me talking about this going back at least 5-6 years, saying, no, like, you think that there is going to be some moment of truth where the Republican Party is going to realize that you were right, that your demographic projections and your graphs and your charts from the Center for Immigration Studies and some of these other places are just like VDARE and AMREN and stuff like that. That stuff, you bring those to Republicans, you show them, you're like, look, we'll never win elections. And they look at that stuff. They already know it. First of all, the party bosses already know all that data. They're not unfamiliar with it. And their answer to that is bringing in blacks and beaners to vote Republican. And the most successful figure at doing that has been Donald Trump. Their answer to that is not to double down on white. Their answer to that is like, oh, we have to diversify. And they did. And Donald Trump is the one that did it. Like, you would not have seen, frankly, only Donald Trump would you have ever seen a fucking trashy fucking Uyghur rapper like Fergadio Blow hanging around as like a hanger on, like a camp follower for his campaign, right? You would never have seen that for a Republican campaign before. Some fucking Uyghur shit like that, some trash shit like that, some like cholo, like. He's not even Uyghur. He's like a Wolo. He's like a white cholo. He's like trying to be a Puerto Rican or something. And it's like you would never have seen that shit. That is a unique Trump phenomenon. That is a particular style of Trump trash that has come into its own. So apparently, Fergadio Blow does do songs for Vance. But he did a song like Trump Vance Baby, which I'm assuming.
Oh no!
It's the same as Ice Ice Baby, but I'm not going to listen to it and find out.
What if Trump Advance had a baby? Well, at least it would be white.
I'm iffy on that.
I kind of want to see the AI church videos with Charlie Kirk.
I'm confused. Were these shown in church, or are these just things that people are making with he's like ascending to heaven with Jesus or something?
It says they're now playing AI audio of Charlie Kirk at the church, claiming Charlie has a message from heaven.
No, I don't like that. I do not like that.
Apparently, heaven is a machine.
I think there's actually, generally speaking, leaving out this.
Belinda.
Okay. I actually think that taking somebody's voice and putting out a message, and then as if it's authentically without their, I mean, he's dead, right? But like literally cloning someone's voice and putting out a public message in their voice that they did not consent to. This is generally speaking, I'm not saying Kirk is like a big victim here because he maybe would have even agreed with this. But my point is, I don't like that. And I don't think you should be allowed to do it. And I definitely don't think you should be allowed to do it to dead people. I think it should actually be illegal. You should not be allowed to take a dead person's voice and take a message and present it as if this is something that they said or would have said. And you shouldn't be allowed to do it to anybody. You shouldn't be allowed to clone anybody's voice. There are legal issues with that with living people.
This is a Jewish country. You have to do what they want. Yeah. They say we're doing that.
I understand.
Especially in the field of like arts and entertainment. Oh, we are doing AI dead actors. We're doing that.
Yeah. Well, see, that's a little bit different because I'm not saying that's good. It's bad too, but also like this is like a message, right? This is as if he would have endorsed this or this is what he said. And I just don't think anybody should be allowed to do that for anybody. You should never be able to take someone else's voice and make statements publicly that person didn't or couldn't because they're dead or because they're alive and they didn't endorse or agree with. Now, if you're alive, you can sue. I'm sure there's been lawsuits over this of people taking voices and doing stuff. It's different if you're doing like pranks, you're doing like the Joe Biden spaghetti video. That's different, right? But that's actually like misinformation that I just don't think that should be allowed. They're actually like, there was this, I don't know what the model is that they use for that. There's a bunch of different ones you can use to get those voices, but there was one that came, I was looking at some of these free tools, and there's like a one that came out for voice stuff, and they like, they Microsoft like took it down. They're like, yeah, it's too much potential for abuse for this. I think it was called like Vibe Voice or something like that. I mean, they're vibing, but like, I don't know. Given that you can get almost identical to someone's voice with a couple of minutes of audio already, it doesn't. I don't see the damage here is done.
So the Turning Point apparatus has just orchestrated its largest ever event, which would normally take 9 months of preparation, in 7 days. This is political organizing on steroids. Nothing like this has ever been seen before.
That's not true. Just, what, they organize a stadium show? Like, that's been seen before.
It's not really political organizing. Although I'm sure these people are all like voters. And then it's like, like the 2026 midterm victory is basically guaranteed. Even though I did see someone was pretending that they were going to do 2018 all over again, because there were a dozen or so Republicans that were not running or retiring, and I'm like, nah, the fix is not in that way at this point. So
yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. We could do a Borzoi's wager on this and just predict total MAGA victory. And if we're wrong, nobody's mad. And
I'm not making a Borzoi's victory. I'm telling you, like, we are Republican majorities from here on out because of the Israel situation, because of October 7th.
Yeah.
And I predict that's really never going to be under control. And since voting doesn't actually matter in this country, what matters is funding and messaging and media coverage. And all media coverage has swung. It's still Jewish control, but it's swung Democrat or swung Republican, which is difficult for people that don't get this stuff to get right. It's like, see, the liberals are losing control. Like they don't see like Barry. They see Barry Weiss taking over. Was it CBS or ABC? I can't remember. Like one of those news departments.
CBS.
Like they don't see that. They see it as like a conservative voice has been added. It's like, no, Jewish voice, a different Jewish voice, a right wing Jewish voice has taken over the news organization. And they see MSNBC is dying. It's like, well, that was always garbage. No one watches it. And it's just
but the old guard left liberal media hates it. So there's like a thing.
Well, right, because they don't have jobs anymore. Right? You would hate to lose your job too. But it's like, it's not a cultural, it's not for you, right? Like none of like what you do, like the stuff they're going to tell you now is different. And because of the nature of right wingers who have just been, you know, they've been trained to feel like losers and underdogs for so long that this slight like taste of a shred of influence and victory, like they're just going to be drunk on it and they're not going to be able to just like when we, well, I guess in the second hour, because we're almost out of time, we'll get to, but we're just talking about like the H-1B thing that happened over the weekend. It's like they are drunk on this idea that they're steering things because people that they like exist are in these places of power. So it's sort of like they're going like, yeah, these Jews are going to do whatever they want because they think they're doing it for you. And it's a silly political blind spot that's there by design. And so I predict absolute I predict Republican majorities. J.D. Vance being president, that would be dependent on where, you know, Israel and Palestine are 3 years from now, I think.
I think it's going to depend a lot on what happens with the economy over the next 3 years. Because if we're just in like a complete economic shithole where everybody is pissed off, no. They might pull the lever for Democrats. They may be that mad at the reigning political establishment.
Yeah, I'm iffy on how solid the Republican like grip on the public. I don't know. I'm just not willing to say that at this point. I think that they are putting up a very strong propaganda front, but I think that like, I think like most things Republican do is fucking smoke and mirrors. Like it just, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but they're doing that's all they need to do. Smoke and mirrors and gerrymander.
Yeah, but is that big enough?
Yeah, that's sort of
absolutely.
I'm not convinced of it. I don't know that it is.
Trump is president right now because of it.
Yeah,
smoking mirrors.
But a lot of people that voted for Trump are mad, dude. A lot of people
mad enough to vote for the other party? And I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not enough to just not vote. Yeah. Or just not vote because they don't vote midterm, you know, like midterm. I don't know, man. We'll see.
Charlie Kirk just died, bro. I have to vote.
I think what, well, that's going to be, we're going to be well away from that by the time. But I think the issue will be if the Democrats can actually organize, because that's always the issue, right? Because Republicans always flag and off elections, right? They always have low turnout. Now, maybe these rules don't apply anymore, but this is the conventional wisdom. The question is, can they or are they going to be angry enough to organize to get out to the polls? Well, and I think it's possible.
I saw a Gavin Newsom thing the other day where he was claiming that Donald Trump is planning to rig the midterm election. That tells me that he knows it's over and he's going to try to use that as an excuse.
Yeah, but see,
winners don't say that. Winners don't say shit like that. They have no voice. But they don't have Jew donors right now. The Jew donors are on the Republican side right now, so they don't really have. They're not. Yeah. They're sort of out in the. They're out in the wilderness, unmanaged as like a. They're like an amorphous. Amorphous blob of like liberals that don't have any power and don't have any real like pat. Like they all want it back, but they don't have a coherent message for getting.
Yeah,
it
no,
back.
they're a mess too. Only thing I'll say is that Democrats have been saying.
Actually,
that
it wasn't Gavin. It was butt plug. Sorry, it was butt plug that said that.
Oh, butt gig.
It was butt plug. Oh, God, I don't remember. It was one of those. It was one of those lines.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
All I'll say is like they've been saying that when they do gerrymandering forever. Like they always.
I'm not talking about gerrymandering. They're just saying in general. They're just basically making the claim of like fraudulent practices to rig the election.
I think you underestimate how much that was a normal part of rhetoric always. Like, I've always heard that from Democrats, like that the Republicans are rigging it. All the parties always have accused each other of that. Trump took it to another level in 2020. But, like, even when they're just, like, saying it on social media, sure. Like, because they're doing it to get out the vote. Like, we have to vote. They're going to rig it if we don't. And you're not forever. I don't know.
Thanks for enjoying the free first half of the Daily Shoah on therightstuff.biz. You're missing half the show, and if you want to hear the rest of it and support our efforts, please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall, where you can sign up for a monthly, quarterly, six-monthly, or annual subscription using your credit card for instant access, cryptocurrency for almost instant access, and money orders paid by mail. We appreciate your support, and thank you for listening. I think they're signaling because remember, the rhetoric post 2016 was blue wave. No one is out there predicting a blue wave this time. It's all Republicans are rigging it and is gerrymandering, and that's where it's going.
I was thinking.
I think they're going to take the midterms. I think they'll take the midterms.
Absolutely. It's going to be a red flood. It's going to be a huge like majority. It's probably going to be a filibuster proof Senate majority. Actually, I don't know. I would have to look at how many seats are up for grabs. But I think the House is going to be a huge win.
I think there's like several seats.
Yeah, there. I think ultimately that could actually backfire on them. Because if things turn to shit economically in America, there will be no one to blame but Republicans.
Well, they're going to get things before. The things are going to get worse. Like the kind of shit they're doing with international trade shit. If it succeeds, it's going to make things worse.
It's the same thing with the Federal Reserve, right? Like Trump is trying to exercise power over the Federal Reserve. It's like, well, the reason previous presidents typically try not to do that is if it backfires, then you and your party are the fall guys for that because you're the ones who
he wants more easy credit because he thinks it's going to lead people to having, you know.
I mean,
yeah. That if that doesn't work, it falls on you because you're the one who did it. You don't say, I didn't have control of the Federal Reserve. I didn't do it.
Cutting rates is like probably the first smart thing that I've seen them do in a while. But yeah,
I don't think it's going to move the needle very much.
It's not going to do much. They moved it from 4.5 to 4.25. I mean,
especially in the housing market. It's not even going to affect the mortgage rate. But if it did,
mortgage rates went up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because they're not directly connected. But let's say that it did. The houses are still fucking overpriced. It's not going to be, I should go get a loan now that the mortgage rate has dropped slightly. No, it's be like, that fucking house is $500,000. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. And then, I mean, if the economic stuff goes to shit, then I don't know how long they can campaign on, well, It's because those damn liberals are in our way. They stop this, judges that. They have to play the blame game, and I don't know if that'll survive, because I don't know what else will be going on in the country that they can lay claim to and say is a big deal that you need us back for with the Vance thing. But I just look at it as, like, you know, Vance being Thiel's puppet, and like, how much power will Thiel have and influence over what happens there?
We're talking about 2028.
That's 2020. If that's 2028, midterms is just a gimme. Like, that's
I don't think Vance wins.
I don't know. I think it depends on Israel.
But who knows? We'll see. But here's one thing. I think one of the things that has been leading you to be irritated with me in recent, like, last couple of weeks, or where we sort of seem like a little bit at odds on the narrative we're pushing, I think I've figured out what it is, and I could be wrong. It's that my instinct is always to make the Republicans look weak and, like, not actually real. Like, they're trying, even in the ways that they're winning, like, just present even that as fake. Like, I think everything about them is fake. Everything about them is a show. Everything about them is smoke and mirrors. I don't think, like, they are putting up a show of strength. It looks impressive, but it is just cheap pyrotechnics. You know what I mean? Like, in the end, like, it's, and I'm not even just talking about, like, you're not getting the policies, like, even, like, just the whole thing they do to me is just, like, cheap, tawdry, fake, and obviously not real. And I feel like even suggesting, like, oh, this big vibe, there is, like, a vibe shift, but it's not, like, shifted. It's not like what real is there? Because if, I feel like there's the people that want to believe in the vibe shift, that don't want to do, like, our kind of politics anymore, or, like, abandon them. Like, just the very fact that even if they've got, like, a fake vibe shift, they can at least, I can go out and get libs fired, or I can go out and I can beat up libs in the street now. And I just don't think they can do that. Like, maybe getting somebody fired, but I don't think that is even a limit. That's not even as big of a deal as they're talking about it. And Jimmy Kimmel wasn't even fired. Like, that was probably something where the companies were kissing up because they wanted FCC approval for some major media merger, which I actually agree with that theory. I don't know. So that's kind of what my approach is always, like, what's the way I can make it seem that the Republican MAGA thing is the most bullshit, weak, fake fucking dog and pony show, and not, because even the idea that if you can go and beat up leftists in the street, but you're just doing it for Jews, I feel like that's just too much credit. Like, I don't want to give them that. I don't want to give people.
I don't know why people think you can get away with that.
I haven't seen any evidence of it, really. I mean, there's been a few things, but
there were Charlie Kirk vigils where the liberal hecklers would get the shit kicked out of them. Under normal circumstances, when you beat up a liberal in the street, they're going to use all the surveillance tech they can to, like, make some arrests, and no one was arrested. That was where I got that idea from. It's like, oh, this
I feel
is
like
be part
that
of the
is a
shift.
Very limited.
Going back to the George Floyd thing, yeah. getting fired because you mocked someone's death. That we've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah,
and it's always for someone who does not deserve that sort of protection. Yeah. It's always for some either.
Oh, there was a piece of shit. Yeah.
A literal nigger or Charlie Kirk, piece of shit.
Like, I mean, the flags were flown at half staff for George Floyd, were they not?
Oh my God.
I'm sure.
Yes, they were. I would guarantee.
Definitely.
It,
yeah. At my local McDonald's, they absolutely were.
Oh my fucking God. Oh, Jesus.
Well, I say
God.
To you that a century from now, when they write.
No one's going to know anything
of the
about
two
you.
Or three pivotal moments.
No, they're not.
Led
no.
To the saving of Western civilization. They will write that the sacrifice of Charles James Kirk was the turning point. Well, I
oof.
Did you see that little brand tie-in he did there? Very nice.
Yeah, but I'm like, that is so turning point.
I got it. Did you get it? Did you see
Charlie
it?
Kirk is part of the demise of the civilization.
I think the history books will have that as a little footnote and be like, well, as the general political violence started to increase and Western civilization accelerated its slide.
No, they might leave it out. I mean, it might not be. Maybe they forget about it. You know, who knows?
Well, you'd have to know Chinese to read those history books.
Yeah, we'll see what the North Koreans are going to write in their history.
Yeah, what are the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians going to write about history after this empire is dead? It's like, well, it was already fake and gay, and then this other guy got killed, and that was the fakest and gayest thing that ever happened.
Yeah, just it actually kind of it kind of kicked off a spiral into fakeness and gayness that like the likes of which we never saw. That's what kicked off the AI church revolution, which really brought the culture to a complete destruction point. Like, you know, like, yeah, you had plebs going to church and worshiping AI videos, and that was when people realized that the whole project had to be folded up. Like, it was done. It's like, you know, you can't really have that kind of thing. You know, here we are.
So before we go, we got to do armreg.co.uk. Mm-hmm. Discount code TRS1 for 15% off. Let's have a look and see what they're pimping today, Armreg, over at the old official Twitter account, armreg_official. Holocaust narrative is a sword and a shield for those doing genocide in the Middle East.
Yes.
So this is tackling Zionism and Judaism's sword and shield. What is this? Is this a this is a documentary. That's at the top tweet right now. Oh, it's over at Kodo.
Oh, okay.
That's what they got. That's what the top tweet is right now. Underneath, of course, they have a pinned tweet of the Holocaust Encyclopedia, which you can get hardback, softback, audiobooks, all kinds of stuff. They have the Lecter Report's critical edition. Pardon my.
This is actually probably really good.
Yeah.
Oh, this was presentation delivered on June 30th at the first Jewish Problem Conference.
Oh, nice.
In Kentucky. I think I was actually invited to the next one of that.
Between 1988 and 1991, American expert on execution technologies Fred Leuchter wrote four expert reports addressing the questions, a question whether or not the Third Reich operated homicidal gas chambers. The first report on Auschwitz and Majdanek became world famous. This edition republishes all four reports, and accompanies the first one with critical notes and research updates. I'm assuming that's is it Germar who was doing that? I believe.
Yeah, it is. I have that. I think he has released a new edition since the one that I bought like 6 or 7 years ago when I first bought this. Yes, it's the original Leuchter report.
Now, why it is absurd to think that they could put a bunch of guys in a room like this and get a high enough concentration of cyanide gas.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to do the...
You cannot execute people with gas. What do you say when Stryker and I had him on the show? He's like, I just don't think you can do a mass execution with gas. You know what I would do if I want to execute him? Put him in an abandoned mine shaft and I fire a fucking bomb down there. All right, we don't have to go into theories.
And then I'll wait till you see my 38, and we'll see what you say then.
Yeah, but I was wondering, like, do you think, I guarantee they got a story like that. You will, now that I heard Fred Leuchter to say it, someone's going to make it up. Yeah, they threw Jews down a man in mineshaft, blew it up. That's why I don't find them. So you're just giving them ideas of why we haven't found any bodies.
So that's Armreg, armreg.co.uk. Go check them out. Use discount code TRS1. And I'm speaking as if I'm about to wrap up the hour when I have not installed the proper bumper into my drops program here. That was silly of me. I went into the pitch before I was ready, and now I'm lost in the file system that I'm not supposed to interact with on an Apple. And just the file system is not something users should interact with, so it's a problem.
Another thing, mm-hmm. also another pimp for Armreg, you can get Hitler's Revolution, by James Teeter. There, that was something that Marcel actually on Twitter was telling people that
he was telling people to read that on his space. Yeah, he was
another. Yeah, so you can get it there. Everyone should read that. Another one you've got to read. You have to read this. This one's a little bit maybe more difficult. It's a little longer. You've got to read Who Started World War II by Udo Valendi. It used to be called like Peace for a Troubled World or something. And it's about all the major incidents. It's leading up to the war. It's totally countering the narrative you've heard from it, from the perspective of the Germans, using documents, using speeches, things like, basically it's just a well-researched history book about what really fucking happened with the Anschluss in Czechoslovakia and in Poland. It's just an absurd thing that you have been told about all of that.
Armreg.co.uk, discount code TRS1. Mm-hmm. Make some orders, get some stuff. You won't be sorry. And we'll be back after lunch.
You are listening to
The Daily Show are as racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? Laugh!